This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Hang on a second.
What in the world? That scared me because all of a sudden I was hearing my own voice. I was like, that's a nice voice. And my lips weren't moving.
This is what you want. I put the wrong one in.
Here we go. The other one was like, I had my headphones on and everything. I was like, that's my voice.
I don't want to horn you up any more than you already are. Normally. Hear your own voice.
Oh. I think it's fine that we both say, like, you have a nice speaking voice. You know?
Yeah.
Your shouting voice sucks. I don't like when you shout.
Yeah, I don't do it.
You can't whisper for crap.
No.
I'm writing down a phone number that I'm going to, I am going to go through with this. And real friends that have heard this and have texted me asking what's up, I'd rather just do this than respond to texts.
Which is, you know, the easiest way. Just get it out there one time.
It's like, let's say if, let's say you work at a restaurant. And you're like, you know what? We have these particular menu items. I always wanted to try it this way. Get there today. Try it that way at work.
See what happens.
Live to work, work to live. Take advantage of your job if there are certain things that you can.
Let them work, let them live.
Not financially take advantage of them, but take a full, you know, like there's a, we get the opportunity to go to like concerts and events and stuff for a complimentary, all gratis or whatever.
But all gratin.
But I don't ask for tickets. That was a chair. But I don't ask for tickets to everything. But there are those that do. And I hate those people. I hate them.
Yeah, they do.
I'm like, you don't pay for nothing. You don't do nothing unless you get it for free.
Everything. Like, you don't want to go to the Peace Center and go to Monster Jam. Come on. You got to pick.
And I can't think of any time over the last 22 years where I've ever used this show for my own benefit. I can't even get it out. But I'm doing it again then.
Doing it. Look. I mean, come on. Why wouldn't you? You might as well.
If you've got something to ask somebody and you're like, let's just quit beating around the proverbial bush. I'm blinking at you and smiling when I say that. I said bush.
You mean to do this right now?
Yeah. Kill this music, though. It'll totally take away from the thing.
Oh, let's see here.
Selfishness. It's the new way. Well, I'm reading a text. It's
now the finger's working.
Might as well just take full advantage of it. You know, like, oh, somebody ordered a pizza at 11:59. I guess I have to take this one home with me. You know, those kinds of things.
Super good. I should have something.
It's a way to start off a Friday. Or end of Friday.
Hello.
Hello, daughter of mine, Grace. We're live on the radio.
Hi.
Like, for real, we're live on the air right now. Fat Boy's here, too.
I thought it was going to be, hey, baby. Hey, baby.
It is not. It is not. When he says, "Hey, baby," who's he talking about?
Mimi.
I know. Like everybody hey. Knows that's her catchphrase.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. Oddly enough, Grace, I didn't call to talk to you.
Oh.
Okay.
I called to talk to that little angel there in the background.
Okay. Talk to Grandpa. Hi.
Hey, grandson Jasper. How are you, sir?
Good.
Good. Are you having a good Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cold still, huh? Cold outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, can I talk to him? Because some people are weird about, you know, other people talking to their grandkids.
You have to ask his mother if you can talk to him.
All right, I'll wait till you're finished.
Grace, can he talk to Jasper?
Yeah.
Okay, Fat Boy, go ahead.
What'd you have for breakfast, buddy?
What'd you eat?
You
had this tiny sausage biscuit.
Oh, I hope you had three or four.
We have apple juice.
Ah, apple juice. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you wanted some chili.
You love your apple juice. You do. You know how much your grandpa loves you, don't you?
Yeah.
I have a question for you, though, grandson of mine. Are we on speaker, Mom?
Yeah.
Okay. Jasper, are you there?
Yeah.
Jasper, what are you getting your mom for her birthday tomorrow?
I got her and a bunch of flowers.
A bunch of flowers?
And then a bracelet.
And a bracelet?
Oh, well.
Oh, man.
He planned for it at least, but, you know, surprise averted.
He's driving over to pick it up himself. He really is. Well, Jasper, you want to do something fun right now and embarrass the... whatever off your mom? He said, of course. Listen to this. He's 3 years old. He's like, of course.
I tell you what, I thought he said I was going to say a bunch of swear words.
We're gonna embarrass mom right now because I used to call her on her birthday every year when she was a little child like you. And as she got older, she said she didn't like doing it anymore because it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I want you, her son, to join me. Let's sing happy birthday to mom. You ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Sing, Jasper. Happy birthday, dear Mama. Happy birthday to you. Yay!
That was good.
Jasper, you did great. You could be a professional singer like Grandpa.
Yep.
All right. There's probably got to be SpongeBob on or something.
It's probably time for a nap.
Nah, he don't nap anymore.
Trust, oh, really?
Right, Grace? He don't ever nap.
Oh, yeah. He does. He's not into that.
Yeah. He's not a... He's a 90 miles an hour.
It's mom's turn right now.
It's mom's turn to take a nap? Is that what he just said?
I think so.
That's what you get for your birthday. Nap time.
You get nap time. All right.
I wish.
All right, I know you don't like that, but I wanted to do it. And now if you blame anyone, it can be your son and not me.
Oh, no, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I love you.
I love you.
I love you, Jasper. You. He was talking to me, Fat Boy.
Everybody loves everybody.
Tell Fat Boy goodbye, Jasper.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Bye. See you, buddy.
Do me hang up? I feel bad hanging up on him.
Well, somebody has to do it.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't see you.
I love you. Oh, yeah. If Fatboy doesn't see you, happy Valentine's Day and President's Day.
Yep. Oh, really? Well,
she made the decision for us. She's like, I'm not playing this game anymore. I'm a mom of a three-year-old, and I've got all these animals to deal with. I'm not messing with you right now.
You can't shouldn't hang around like Party Man does.
It was so self-serving for you. I mean, not self-serving. And I would do it every year. I'd call my daughter on her birthday, and then when she turned 17, she's like, Dad, can we not do this this year? Because I get to school and all my friends said their parents heard you do that this morning. It's so embarrassing.
I remember when we went to her first, it was one of her first days at the elementary school I went to. So, of course, I was marking out because I got to go.
I did a live broadcast from my daughter's first day of school. Like, I walked into school with her broadcasting it like it was an event. And I have this picture that, like, when I look at it for too long, it makes me, like, so sad. Because it's like, it shows you how quick life goes. I'm kneeled down beside her desk, and I've got the microphone to her mouth. And I just ask her, like, it's your first day of class. What do you want to do when you grow up? And she's doing that thing where she just looks up in the air like she's thinking. And it's like, God, I love that picture. But now, look, here we are. Oh. Fast forward. Luckily, Grandpa still got the same job. But now, talking to somebody that is the, you know,
budget,
her son. And
budget cuts, couldn't leave.
Yeah.
Can't leave the studio.
Yeah.
It would be fun to mess with the teacher and say, this isn't even his kid. You know what?
You just been punked.
We interview random kids.
You just let me walk in here because I had on headphones and a microphone?
We were going to have a podcast called Random Playground Interviews, but never took off. We just hung out at a fence and just stuck a mic through it and said, come here, kid. Let's talk.
He does have it. Thank y'all. People are taking how sweet his voice is. Don't say that too much. Hendrix, I'll end up hiring him and firing us.
I want to say something, but it's going to sound dickish.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time. Go ahead.
He talks very well. To be his age. I wasn't expecting
for him to be your grandson. He talks
I was at his age. I wasn't expecting, you know, him to sound like that.
I feel guilty because people are, you always do it. You're always biased unless you're incredibly authentic. You're like, man, my kid's going to grow up to be a boy. You know, he's just not all that. You know, people will be very real. But that child... His vernacular, when I'm around other children his age, like with him, I'm like, they're over there like drooling, like having trouble saying two or three words together. And he's over there like, these pancakes are delicious. I'm like, whoa, dude.
Like, at least you put the compliment in the right vein of a compliment. Like, our dads and uncles growing up got weird about it. Like, it was either the real negative, like, oh, he's going to be a dumbass or whatever, or...
She's going to grow up to be a heartbreaker?
Yeah.
That was the weird one, man.
Or for the dudes, like, you should see the thing on this dude, this kid. He's going to grow up... He's going to grow up in slave.
Taking after his grandpa.
Like, that's your that's
I mean,
your
not
kid,
me
man.
Like that, but, like, that's what would always... So it must skip generation.
The whole heartbreaker thing, yeah, that was the whole, she's going to grow up and be a whore.
I mean, like, that's what... That, she's like, man, you know... You gonna have you like what a weird it's a compliment in a sense, but like let's
know what that means. You better watch your buddies around her when she gets old enough.
Right, like let's just say you pick a age of your choice, and you say, you know what, I feel for you in about 4 years. What do you mean, your daughter? I mean, she's 14. You can only imagine what it's gonna be. And it's like, what are you saying right now? Like that's weird. Like. Somewhat complimentary, but just some of those things where you shouldn't say. Like now, you
like,
know.
You can't say, I see your daughter's getting some T's on her.
I won't say who because they would be generally upset if I say this, but somebody here at work of stature, not real tall, but, you know, whatever, said, you know, I've seen you a couple times. And we're not supposed to say things like this anymore, but you have lost a lot of weight.
And I'm you like, can't say it.
Why can you not? Like, what the hell is happening to the world where you can't compliment someone without, I'm not going to say, what, do you want to do me now because you said that? Like, no.
If somebody that works here may or may not be pregnant, I hope I don't see that person in the hall because I don't want to ask how they're doing because I'm not allowed to.
Well, I know. Like, I only know about one because of Instagram, but that I can only talk about it to them on Instagram, but not at work.
Can't do it. Even though that's a work extension of social media.
Yeah, especially if you're a weather person talking about Nazis. We found that out the other day. That guy got fired because of his Facebook joke about Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. First buddy can do the Nazi salute all he wants.
First buddy.
Nobody else can.
Man, you know, nothing new on that. That kind of like went away faster than that Walmart situation in Anderson.
God, that cycled out. Everything cycles out. Just when you think it wouldn't, it does.
All right, so let's talk about this. This show, Fat Boy, I've heard you talk about it before. I hear a lot of people. I, honest to God, have never watched it. Nothing against it. I've just never watched Hot Ones. But I know people always talk about it. Oh, did you see so-and-so on there? Well, somebody quit live because they could not handle it, and that person's being called a P word with the last letter being a Y. So I'll tell you who walked off the set, and it wasn't a bit either. I mean,
they just left.
No. So we'll talk about that and a whole bunch more next in your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
You know, I don't know if people Googled it and looked it up or if they just knew, but several people have already guessed my question. Who quit halfway through on the show Hot Ones?
Don't you hate it when people ruin it for you? Guess it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I'm not going to do the story now because of it.
Hell with them.
It's already out. People already know, so I'm not going to do the story. I'm going to tell you about this California woman who was arrested this week in a alleged case, and it breaks.
Wait a minute. Are you really skipping it?
Yes. I mean, everyone knows. Apparently, like, this was maybe brewing for 2 days on social media, so to hell with it. A California woman was arrested this week, and this is awful. An alleged case of horrific animal cruelty.
Oh, no.
Police executed a search warrant in San Joaquin County, which is not far from Sacramento, related to a ongoing animal neglect case. Jesus. When they arrived and looked around, they found 27 dead horses on the property. Other malnourished horses were found, and police say they had limited access to any food or water. Bit that I know, horses have to keep water. I mean, all animals do, but horses particularly, it's got something to do with standing for so long. horses, and that's one of the big problems now with like the cows is like it's getting so cold, you got to go out there to the water bins and literally break the ice off in the mornings. Now the goats will buck right through it. They don't care.
Do you see the video of the frozen alligator?
You told me about it with the snout snicking out.
Yeah.
Snicking. Few snickings. What's up, Shaq?
Yeah, that's how they say they can survive that way because, you know, snout's above water.
But it's frozen inside the water.
Maybe he's not frozen solid, but he's frozen in there pretty good.
It's like what you were saying about bears. Like,
they make their own butt plugs when they go to sleep.
Yeah. I never thought about when they are hibernating. Like, did they wake up to go poo? Turns out, no.
So if you're hiking, you know, after hibernation and you think you see a big chew in the woods,
It's a mudslide. No. The plug just popped out.
Yep.
This woman right here, of course, again, there's varying reports that the woman had some mental issues. 16 of the horses were taken. So out of about 4 to 5 dozen horses, 27 were dead. 16 were taken to equine rescue. 4 horses and a bull had to be euthanized. They were like...
How do you get that much? How do you acquire that many horses?
I can absolutely tell you that.
Without somebody asking, like, hey.
Here's the answer to that. And this is where people's hearts are bigger than their brains. And it's where...
Or their ass.
Their heart is in the right place, and they hear about an animal that needs a home, and they will rescue it. And then they turn their home into the animal rescue. And a lot of them will try to do it for tax purposes. But a lot of them are just so sweet, so nice, so loving, that they will put the animals in front of themselves, oftentimes even their own family members, and they don't have the means to take care of them.
They hoard animals.
Hoard animals.
There's feces everywhere, and like you said, lack of food and water.
Yeah, yeah.
It just doesn't work out.
And then plus, like on the other side of that state, though, remember that video that I didn't cry, but it like I feel like I've teared up a little bit. That guy, that rancher out there, that rancher that was out there, that the barn was on fire, the home was on fire, yet for some reason the news was there. And it's striking now that you think about it. This guy's house is on fire. The news is just there to capture him on video opening the stalls and letting his horses run free because he's like, they're going to die if they stay here. Meanwhile, she's up other side of the state. Like, look at the juxtaposition of that.
I saw the baby deer walking on the streets of, might have been Altadena, maybe. That just, you know, displaced and baby deer, man. Looking for his moms.
Yeah, but think about that, though. As you say that, it's the example I use of the wild gooses crossing the road here versus if it was people crossing the road.
Well, they'll stop traffic.
I guess, but like, you know. Think of all the people that are displaced, but we're sitting here, man, these horses and deer, damn. It's an odd thing. Now, granted, people can do for themselves, many of them, but still, just awful. Just awful.
That's when you're starting to see all the animals that we had that you didn't know we had, like the armadillos and the raccoons and.
Yeah.
All coming out because you got to build. Everybody's got to build.
And we will rebuild.
That sucks, man.
With some rebar.
27 horses.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
A malnourished horse is odd looking. It's a big animal that you can see right through.
Now, see, somebody's taking me to task on text saying that... y'all handpick what you hear. So this person is saying... that a lot of times people will start a rescue or whatever it may be for animals, but then they don't get... Nobody tells you ahead of time you're going to get funding. Realize that. When you take them into your home, that's on you at that point. Now, if you are able to get some kind of funding or a charity reaches out to you, you reach out to them, you get it, that's well and good. But don't... That's why I would tell anybody, don't depend on SNAP. Don't depend on EBT. Don't depend on... whatever, because in the flick of a switch it could be gone, and then what if your whole business is conducive to being on the internet? You're going to, at some point, you're going to regret that.
And don't give somebody animals that obviously already has way too many,
right? Like, yes, that's also equally is true. That's so true.
I don't care what it is. If you got a bunch of G-pigs, guess what? There's only one bottle that hangs off the side of the cage. You know? You can't have 20 or 30 G-pigs running around.
You can say the word, and people aren't going to think you're talking about Italians.
Okay. Guinea pigs.
Anyway, it's very sad.
Make sure.
All right, I'm being called a Q and an F and various other words on the text line. Because
just by me?
That was you?
I text them all.
Who walked off stage of Hot Ones? Because he could not finish it.
Wow, must have been a lot of Scovilles.
There's been a lot of, and I don't know why the news story particularly wants to say this, there's been a lot of women that have went through this. I don't know why it's the tongue. Is there a conception that men have more of a tolerance to that than a woman would? That's kind of interesting.
I don't know. I've seen Scarlett Johansson cry on there before.
Taraji? Is that, am I saying that right?
Yeah, Cookie.
Pia Henson, yeah. Apparently like the reigning champion of trying and doing through all of them. Anyway, he's wrestled at WrestleMania, but turns out Bad Bunny.
Oh, bad. I was going to say Logan Paul.
Could not take the wing hot sauce on Hot Ones. He said, quote, "I'm starting to feel it right now, and I don't like it because I'm worried about my colon."
He's Puerto Rican, right?
Yes.
So do they not eat a lot of spicy food? Okay, does that sound bad? Like, I don't, like,
you know, one of my best high school friends and college and you know, even into adulthood was Puerto Rican, and they just, you know, again, I'm basing this off one family I know. They say regular food, I mean, like, just whatever.
Yeah, like, I thought it'd be something he'd be used to.
Yeah,
but again, that's like what, a million Scoville.
It doesn't say what the Scoville level or whatever it was that he walked out on. But they do go on to say that, Taraji P. Henson is the one who has went the farthest on that. Anyway, apparently he literally, according to this, who's releasing this inside information? I'm sitting here reading the news to you and second guessing as I do it. It said Bunny, as he's known to his friends, Bunny was in the bathroom the whole private jet back to Puerto Rico.
Oh, no. I'd be curious to see Trump on there to see how you do with the hot stuff. We know he likes that type of food.
You know the Diet Coke button was back. Did you see that?
No, oh, I yeah. haven't.
It's the man, like...
Like in the Oval?
Yeah. Like, I know there's some, like...
I'm thirsty.
The crying... The crying lib, like that lady, she's got to hate it, you know, still. But, like, there's just something about, like, it was like a special homecoming to see him come back, changing this stuff back to the way it was.
I wish they'd do a tour. Like, I want to see what changed. Did he keep the RFK bust? Do you got dogs playing poker on the wall? What do you got? How'd you decorate?
Did you say, we don't care who comes and visits, we're not taking our flags down and putting theirs up?
Plus, that's the thing. Like,
it's a bold one, isn't it?
Who all can come in? Can W walk in there whenever he wants? I mean, what if Biden wanted to come back?
Well,
see how everything's going a week later.
Because the Secret Service, they you know, they're like, hey, dude, freaking Dub wants to come up today and visit.
Did you see?
Dude, he's not up here. He's at Mar-a-Lago. I don't know what.
when he took Bolton's Secret Service detail away from him.
Yeah.
And then he said, you can't have it the rest of your life. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of true.
I didn't know that was. Let's say, like, I want you to say, let's say President Smith goes and gets what's it called when they try to get rid of them? Well, they not kill them, but every one of them here, they've been trying to get them. What's it called when they try to fire the president? Help me.
Oh, impeach.
Impeach. If you're impeached, do you lose your Secret Service detail?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So then, what does it matter?
But I don't know what you get as an ex-president. Like, do you get a small detail whenever you want?
You have it for life, but I don't know how... It's not the same details you'd have as president, obviously.
What does Barron get being in college? Do they go to class with him? He's got to be followed by Secret Service constantly.
Oh, Bryant Reeves. Big Country follows him around. He's his security now.
You get somebody.
He, Leitner's there. Wimby, everybody. That's how he'll retire. Victor will be his security guy. All right, look at them legs. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back even more, Rise Guys, right after. Oh, Suckett's and birthdays.
Happy birthday, Orr Suckett.
That's it. Hey, what's up? Morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Live from CallRob.com studios in Greenville, South Carolina. It's a little warmer today. I think it's only 24 today.
Yeah, I'll wait till tomorrow when it gets in the 50s, low 50s.
Yeah. Oh, I'm waiting for it. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on January the 24th. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Let's all suck it on Fridays. What do you say? A new tradition.
I'm with you.
Okay.
The only reason this guy's even making the birthday list and the only reason I know who he is, and I'm trolling right here, just because you got to pick a side. You're either Team Blake or Team Baldoni. Justin Baldoni's birthday today. The guy that's been in the news for 3 weeks plus because he's suing Blake Lively for $400 million.
Oh, okay.
He directed her in his last movie.
Yep. I don't know what he looks like, though.
Black hair, big nose, tall, white, hot dude. Plus, he's accusing, I don't think he directly accused Taylor Swift of bullying him, but he did say when he went to Blake Lively's house, he was cornered by a certain pop singer who maybe tried to muscle him.
God, I wonder what happens at Swifty parties.
They're good buddies. She may be called to be deposed in this big lawsuit.
I don't know. I'm gonna wish him a happy birthday. I have no clue.
41 okay. Years old today. You might get this one. You'll definitely know who this
I heard
is.
About the case. I did not see him.
We were talking about this the other day, and it's not anybody from the remake.
It was already Jazzy Jeff's birthday.
Yeah.
Uncle Phil's dead.
Rest in peace.
Jeffrey?
Nope, not Jeffrey.
Carr and Parsons?
Nope.
Oh, the young one.
Yep.
She
played Ashley Banks. She also had a brief music career.
Give me the initials.
Your favorite initials. T&A.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Tatiana Ali.
It is Tatiana Ali's birthday today.
What a moron I am. I can come up with any trivia question answer, but the catchphrase is, give me the initials.
Give me the initials.
This hate group wore hoods and burned crosses. Give me the initials. Well, I would be giving you the answer then.
What's that cruise video? Did you see the cruise video? Was that real?
Cruise video.
Look, it looked like cruise workers were in Klan outfits, but they said they were playing upside down snow cones and some kind of boat play.
If it ain't a candle from Bed Bath & Beyond, it's this.
If you can't learn from First Buddy and what he's been through the past week,
you no just can't kidding. Learn. Tatiana Ali, let's see, I'm going to say she's like 44.
Oh, close.
Ooh, sorry.
Older than I thought she was.
45.
46.
46 now.
For old TA.
Yeah.
Let's do this fella right here.
Somebody emailed or texted the other day. That's the second reboot they've done of Fresh Prince now.
Sick.
They did the first one. It's not the same one. It's a different Bel Air where it's dramatic and not funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
Scott.
I don't know.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Ah, man.
He's on the office.
Michael Scott. Dwight Schrute.
You also may know him as Stu the Dentist from the Hangover movies. Remember Stu's
Fred, Ed Helms.
Ed Helms.
I'm going to say Wes Helms.
Former Braves. God, that's great in part two where the goat, they hit the goat and he explodes in the car.
Yeah. People say, how did Mike Tyson go from being this awful rapist that the world hated to suddenly embracing Mike Tyson? And it was that movie.
Yeah, it really
exactly
was.
Exactly what it was.
Or the trans stripper.
We'll say 54?
51 for Ed Helms. You almost got him.
Ah.
Former gymnast. She had a health scare a couple years ago. 1984 Summer Olympics is where she shined. She won the gold medal in the individual all-around competition.
Is it obvious?
Yep.
God, I almost said Mary Kay Letourneau. That's not it.
Oh, hang on.
Give me the initials.
M-L-R.
Mary Lou Retton.
It is Mary Lou Retton's birthday.
Man. The elevator's not going to the top for me.
Mary Lou.
Seriously, I'm stopping like...
There's only two floors, too. It's like here.
Mary Lou Retton, 54?
Oh, so close.
56.
57 years old. Hmm.
This is not as fun doing it by myself. Because when you really lose, you really lose.
You really do. You got nobody else to blame. Can't blame Paige.
The feel of cotton.
The fabric of our lives. Everybody plays the fool.
Aaron Neville.
It is Aaron Neville's birthday. The legend.
No initials needed.
And this surprised me because he's in great shape.
How old is the mole on his face, though? That's the real question. That's an interesting mole.
It's like, tell it like it is and don't know much. Don't take away my heaven.
Is he a BG? Do we know? Because he's got that sound.
I wonder if they hung out him.
And there. Ripped arms.
Great shape.
I'm about to say 71.
84.
God.
I couldn't tell.
Bless.
Black don't crack, baby.
But does he, I don't know the last time I've seen him on anything. Like, is he still, like, ripped up?
Oh, yeah.
He always wore, like, a Van Zant kind of cowboy hat kind of, too.
Always singing, man.
He had an interesting look. Like, he was himself. He didn't give a damn.
He don't care.
Well, you say that about me, and suddenly I'm bad now.
This is a classic at every baseball game, everywhere in the country.
Caroline. Nick Diamond. What?
Nick Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
Nick Diamond Phillips. It is Neil Diamond's birthday. Cracklin' Rosie, you don't bring me flowers.
Yeah, the jazz singer, huh? That was on all the time when I was a kid on HBO. That and what was the movie where the parents got divorced? It really was the first movie about that. Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Kramer versus Kramer. Yeah.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Yeah. Neil Diamond, I'm going to say, is 88.
He's got the same birthday as Aaron Neville. Same day, same year, 84 years old. I'll tell you real quick over the weekend. I mean,
Aaron Neville's still ripped. I just put 24 behind this image search, and I assume that still works. And Dude's still ripped.
Can I make you feel old on a couple occasions here?
Yeah.
Celebrating birthdays this weekend. The Octo Moms, Octuplets.
Nadia Kumani?
What? God, what's her name? Suleiman.
Suleiman.
The kids are 16. All of them.
Jeez Louise.
Vince Carter. These are Sunday birthdays.
God.
Vince Carter's going to be 48.
And he didn't he played up until like 2 years ago.
He played, right? 19 or 20 seasons.
And he started in 98.
Yeah, I think it was a Hawk last.
Nice, man.
Ellen's going to be 67.
What a career.
Happy heavenly birthdays over the weekend. Well, I'll give you the one for today, too. Today, John Belushi would have been 76 years old. Actually, let me cut my little music here. Also, Sunday, this timing in life is an odd thing. Bob Uecker would have been 91 on Sunday. And he just passed away. Paul Newman, had he still be with us, would have been an even 100.
Good Lord.
And Gene Siskel would have been 79 years old.
How old? I can look this up. I want to see how old Robert Redford lived till. Or is he dead? I think he's dead, right?
Redford's not dead.
He's not?
No, he's not dead.
So he's got to be close to that. Let's see. He's only 88. Good Lord.
And I told Party Man Dan I'd do this one for him. Jerry Sandusky will be 81 years old.
Man, Robert Redford or friends of his? Get on Wikipedia and tell them to change that picture. I mean,
he looks like old Brad Pitt.
Dude, Google it. Like, you will be like, wow, man. I'm not saying put up one from, like, 1970s or the Marlboro Man or when he was Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, but Christ.
He was both. Oh.
My gosh, man. That's unnerving.
God, man, one of the greatest actors of our time.
Yeah. Can you imagine your grandma is like, and I can say those jokes now because I'm a grandpa. Can you imagine your grandma's like, man, I used to sit there and look at him and get all tingly. And you're like, what?
Love him. I'd snail trail all around the house looking at Redford pictures.
God, he looks like Ann Murray got too close to a bonfire. You may have to Google that one, but it makes sense.
Canada's great. Canada's own Ann Murray.
I hate her guts because that song was playing Somebody's Knocking. Oh, who could it be? That was playing on my first day going to school, and I was so sad.
At least it was a snowbird. Beneath the snowbird.
Ooh, that's so equally bad, too.
We're going to play some Ann Murray next week.
Happy, it's your week. Happy birthday to my daughter tomorrow. I'm not going to say her age, because she's
25,
probably
can't
in
guess.
That place where you're like, I don't say my age.
Don't do it,
say
Dad.
Say my pain.
Don't do it, Dad.
Paige will be back in March, it says here.
Yeah, she's just making sure. She's
we
protesting.
Told her that, like, hey, look, if you don't feel fully well, don't come back. Like, I would rather go into the weekend. See, that'd be our luck. We get sick on a Friday, and then Sunday evening, feeling better now.
Yeah, I don't know why she wanted to protest MLK Day, but I said, look, you got to come back to work at some point. It's not right.
You know what?
You know what? I'm going to get a text for you. I heard what you said.
She's going to text you. You know what?
Well, she got diarrhea, but real bad.
I'm still listening. All right.
I have to say.
Get today's podcast. You can text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. The TLC Motors. Oh, I'm sorry.
God, man,
I'm sorry.
God.
I thought that was a deep breath, and that was like a mid-throat belch.
You sound like Bad Bunny on Hot
I'm
Wings.
Sorry.
There's something behind that one.
Get it on Amazon, Google. God, man, I'm sorry. That I know Hendrix is like, Jesus, guys.
I don't want lunch anymore.
Y'all have one hell of a weekend. We'll see you live Monday. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.